Welcome to Completely Unoriginal. This is episode 14, and you're in season 2. Yay! We're calling it that because we've been gone for 2 months, but at least we have that consistency. You know, 2 month hiatus, and then we're back, just like before.
So wouldn't that make this season 3?
Nope, season 2.
Okay.
Season 2.
Because 13 episodes.
And 13 episodes is a season.
Yeah.
That is true. That is true.
I mean, unless it's like Game of Thrones and they get you with 10.
Yeah.
Those guys.
Miniseries.
Yeah. Those guys.
Like every HBO series.
Every,
like Band of Brothers.
Yep.
Are they all 10?
Yeah.
I actually literally own... I just bought Band of Brothers. Rewatched it. Not Pacific. Pacific wasn't that good.
No, Pacific really...
There's a third one coming out soon.
Really?
Yep.
About Flyboys or something. It's about airplanes.
The airplanes?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
I know Flyboys is an actual movie.
Yeah,
it's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
I like the special effects guys. Like, so our goal is to make at least one person throw up in the theater, because if we do that, we know we've done our job.
Because
they're like doing all these aerial maneuvers and shit. So
it's a good movie though. For
it's
sure.
A really good movie.
It's like World War I in France.
Lafayette Escadrille.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the one Leonardo DiCaprio?
No.
Who's in that one, Flyboys?
People. Yeah, I literally don't know any. There's literally no name.
Oh, there's a couple
names. Well, yeah, there's a couple of names, but they're not...
They're not, like...
Coming to mind?
No,
yeah,
no.
They're not predominant.
Yeah.
Really.
Definitely.
Okay.
But it's a good film, anyways.
So, to start this off, I'm your host, Steve, and we'll go ahead into the good old names. To the left of me...
Jake. Howdy, Dan.
Mr. Lieutenant Jake. Were you upgraded? Co-captain? Mm-hmm. Fuck it, I don't know, you're Jake.
I don't know. I could have been upgraded. I haven't seen a wage increase, but... That's okay.
Next to him, Brooke's coming
hey,
back.
How's it going?
Or Lashbrook or
Lashbrook,
Jones.
Brooke.
Oh,
Jones.
Shit, no, you were Jones the entire time.
I think I was Jones.
We'll get it right next time.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's been 2 months. Jake, what have you been up to?
I moved into my parents' basement, guys, so that's a thing.
Just like, back at home. I know the feels. We'll talk about that.
That's like a Wonder Years song, actually. It's
it
something
is.
Like...
It's a Christmas song, actually.
Moved all my shit into my parents' basement and out of my old apartment. Anyways.
How you feeling? It's starting to hit you, eh?
It sucks because I don't actually have a formal bedroom. So, what that means is my bed is in the laundry room. So, if anybody decides to do any laundry or maybe use the bathroom or whatever... I'm just hanging out in my bed in my living room. And basically, so, like, I don't know, I don't have my own bedroom, so that kind of sucks.
What happened to your old bedroom?
I was turned into a bowling alley, like most parents do when their kids leave for college. No, my sister took it over, because it was a bigger room, and she just confiscated it.
And what happened to your old bedroom?
Yeah, see, this is the thing, is we used to have a computer room and her bedroom. They tore it down into one giant room. And now it's under construction, so that room isn't a room right now. So instead, there's a computer room in the basement, and I confiscated it and made it my dude area. So I've got a futon. So
that's your bro cave.
It's my bro cave, totally. It's like a 6x8 room, and I fit every single thing I've ever owned into that room.
Wow.
I've got a futon, and next to my futon is my half-stack amp. So it fits like just in. And then I've got my guitar in front of that, and then I've got a big shelf in beside that, so it doesn't cut off the amp wattage, and then it just all fits around. So I've got like about 2 feet of foot room.
So it's
and
like
then,
you did room Tetris. And
yeah,
then.
Totally room Tetris. And I've got a bookshelf, and the top shelf is comic books, and the bottom shelf is video games and movies. And I got my Xbox and my TV, and that's basically how I've been living the last
now,
2 months.
Now, have you reached the point where I've reached where you just want to get the fuck out of there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I know that as of right now, I could be gone in January, but most likely May or September. And if I have to wait till September, I won't make it out alive.
Yeah, it's not good.
I won't make it out alive.
Yeah, I think I'm 10 months or 8 months back at home now, and I'm looking for the move.
I'm ready. I'm so ready for, I guess, well, I'm going to say York. I'm going to say York. Maybe someone will understand some historic reference to what city that is, but
well,
needless to say, it burnt down. It's a different city. But
well,
we're in the UK, obviously.
Yeah,
so York makes sense, right?
Yeah,
I'm moving to Yorkshire, but not really. It's the Canadian Yorkshire.
I think I'm headed the same direction as you.
Yeah.
The big fucking
area. The big area. The GTA, if you will. Speaking of GTA.
Grand Theft Auto?
Grand Theft Auto 5 came out.
Ooh.
That's a good transition right
there.
Well,
that's a nice segue you got there. Totally cut Jones out of the entire, introduction.
I did nothing.
Well, that's not entirely true. Last time we found out you weren't a pedophile.
That is true.
Or a sex offender.
That is true.
And that has changed. No, I'm just...
No.
What's happened since then?
Well, now I'm actually back in school for some early childhood education, learning how to change diapers. It's pretty awesome. I'm one of 5 guys in a class of 55 students.
Now, are the women attractive?
I'd say it's around 50-50.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know.
Let's go back to the GTA.
Yeah.
Are the women attractive?
That's all anyone wants to know. Let's be honest.
Let's be real, yeah. But GTA 5 came out, and I skipped out on a lot of GTAs. I think the last GTA I bought was GTA 3, and I bought all the old ones for PlayStation 1, which were top view and crappy.
GTA 3 was like the one that really redefined
it really was. And that was a good one. And then after that, I was like, I don't know, GTA games seem to all be the same. And then I heard like a lot of awesome things about the GTA 5 coming out, and then I bought it, and... Don't get me wrong, it's another Grand Theft Auto game, so I mean, if you're really into, like, buying every single Call of Duty that comes out, and it's the exact same stuff, just reinvented, then go for it, but, I mean, Grand Theft Auto, I mean, they spent 5 years on it, and it's good, and...
Yeah, it looks fantastic.
It looks great, like, I mean, literally, the first thing you gotta do is get on a bike, and drive up the mountain, and then just look at the city, because legit, in all the other GTAs, it was cloudy... And it was never a sunny day because they wanted...
The rendering techniques.
Yeah. They want to hide it, so they always made it cloudy weather because it was also based in New York City, or I guess Liberty City, as they called it. But this new one is out west.
And aren't they back in San Andreas?
San Andreas, yeah.
I thought they were in San something or other.
Yeah, they have
San
a different
Andreas,
name for it. They have... Actually, I have
it
right here.
It's a part of San Andreas.
Isn't it supposed to be based off of Miami, though?
Yeah, it is. It's based off of Miami. But anyways, you climb up the mountain, and you see everything. That's the difference. So it's really rad.
Now, I know, like, when I was at work, I was watching one day, and my coworker turns to me, he's like, hey, Steve, you should look at this. And there's a report... about how GTA 5 is getting, of course, some, like, news and media scares attention onto it. And one of the reasons was because there's of the torture scenes in it.
I've yet to get into that.
I guess there's, like, a main story element to it where you have to torture, an NPC character.
I believe it, yep.
But, I mean, it's kind of fucked up that there'd be a media scare about that because...
Well...
It's a part of things. Like, people are tortured all the time. Like, in armies, in third world countries, people are tortured. Like, that's how things are.
Well, let's just take a second and look at the cover. It's rated M for mature.
Yes.
Your 13-year-old kid should not be
The best thing about it, blood and gore, intense violence, mature humor, nudity, strong language, strong sexual content, and, use of drugs and alcohol. So... Every single bad thing that can be in a game is in this game.
Yeah, but it's like it's adult oriented.
It's
totally,
it's 100%. Supposed to be for adults. It's not supposed to be for your 13-year-old son.
Exactly, no. And I think if a movie can't like where are some of those torture porn movies?
Torture porn movies.
Yeah, like Saw.
Actual porn.
No, it's not porn.
No.
The genre is
like see, people like.
No.
Porn.
Here I am thinking actually asking you about porn.
It's like I don't know. Are we gonna browse Pornhub through this podcast? Is that what's gonna happen? I don't know.
No, but like the genre is torture porn. It's like the movies like Hostel 1 and 2, Saw, like that stuff.
Yeah.
Like if adults are okay with being subjugated to that kind of torture, how's it different?
A little bit
in
more
a video
realistic
game?
Than classic. Rockstar Games animation style, which is sort of looks like Illustrator.
Yeah.
So, like, ooh, They're torturing another guy in a, it's like, he looks like a cartoon. Yeah.
But I mean, like, it's 2013, Rockstar, new GTA. Like, should there already be, like, a media scare? Like, well, do we need to go through this every fucking iteration?
They're going to make a media scare about it, but let's be real. Nothing can ever be as bad as the gaming industry when MW2 came out and there was a little, it was a terrorist attack. They legitimately had a terrorist attack in the middle of the game.
To me, I don't think that's that bad.
You were part of it, you had to shoot.
You had to shoot them.
I still don't think it's that bad.
The only argument I can go with in favor of Modern Warfare 2 is they gave you the option of having that in the game. You could skip that mission.
No, you could skip it, but I don't really see the whole point of making a big deal out of it. Yeah. I mean, of course it's because of post 9/11 and all that
Steve,
other
stuff.
You sound
desensitized.
Not desensitized. I just feel like maybe we're just making issues out of all the stuff that doesn't really matter. It's video games. You're supposed to be able to do these things that you can't really do in real life.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's something that does happen in real life, and why shun people away from it and saying, torture doesn't happen, mass murders don't happen, you know, like, why can't they be in video games when they actually do happen? It's a real life thing.
I'm definitely sided with you, because I feel like media attention, this is the thing about media attention, any little problem, media will attach onto it and make it a big problem.
Yep.
And that's what media does, and that's their job, and that's what they're good at.
Yeah.
They make small problems really, really big problems. And I think that it's important to have media, because it kind of, like, as much as it puts morals on society, which sometimes are, like, hazy, because I'm not really sure, like, some morals are kind of, whatever. Anyway,
morals are subjugated to, like, these specific persons.
Person, exactly. And that's the thing, is some people get offended by things and some people don't. But, I mean, without the media going big hullabaloo and, like, having opinions, which every single person has an opinion, everybody has multiple opinions, without that media coverage, you could be like Russia and just be like, yeah, well, it doesn't exist. Torture isn't a real thing. But like what Russia did with the whole gay thing, where it's like, gay doesn't exist. And
it's illegal.
We'll just eliminate it from all media so that people just pretend it's not real. When it's like, if media covers it, it's a real thing. Get over it. Deal with it. And if you have an opinion on it, you can express it. And I, like, especially in our country, when you have the freedom to, so why not?
Yeah. The other thing about media is it's horror-tainment.
That's what it is.
It's, let's scare you to death, basically.
Well, okay, the one good aspect about the whole, like, media scare is that it's publicity.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And no matter how negative it is, or how negative the media makes it portray to be, that's good publicity for them. Because that makes people look at it and say, well, fuck, that's a realistic game, that's... You know, it's GTA 5, I didn't even know it was out. Some people will say that, and they'll pick it up.
It's like that one South... Oh, sorry. It's like that one South Park episode when they make basically Mr. Garrison goes on about how the Catcher in the Rye was like eliminated from schools and like how it was like a really terrible, dirty novel. And then they all go home and they're like, sick, I'm going to read this book because it's actually going to be worth it. I've never read a book in my life. And then Cartman reads his first book and it's The Catcher in the Rye. And then he's like, I read it cover to cover and there was nothing.
Yeah.
And then he was disappointed. And it's like, because of that negativity, he wanted to read it. So, I mean, it's, like, enticing.
Yeah, no, it's very enticing. Like, you tell a child not to do something, and they're going to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
Sort of a change of subject, not really. GTA, that Rockstar has actually announced that there's going to be a pay-to-play aspect of actually purchasing things in-game. Sort of like what EA does with their, in Mass Effect, where you could buy the boxes and stuff to get the guns and stuff. They're doing the same thing, only it's only to purchase money.
Oh, I think I heard about that, and that's only in the multiplayer.
It's only in the multiplayer,
Which actually seems really cool, because it's, like, open world, it's, like, kind of like an MMO-style GTA,
and
where you can kind of do anything.
There really doesn't look like there's a way for it to break the balance. It's still going to be a balanced game.
Yeah,
I don't see how it wouldn't. It's just money, and things are less expensive in multiplayer, / more expensive, depending on what it is. Like, the cars are supposed to be cheaper, but the upgrades for them are more
the
expensive.
Weapons or something like that. I don't know.
I was going to say, I was already experiencing that with this game, is that, like, you can get some really cheap cars, but, like, the upgrades on them, like, it doesn't do a lot, but it's, like, $6,500 to put turbo into a car. It's, like, that's a lot of money, because, like, if you actually played the game, you don't really make that much money.
Once you beat it, though, you get, like, $19 million.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, once you get there. But, I mean, like, right off the bat, the first couple missions, you weren't making anything.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing I find interesting in, like, the multiplayer is the fact that you can actually do, like, stocks and stuff like that. And,
yeah. Like, and you can actually do stocks now, and that's how you beat the make 200 million achievement.
Really?
You, all you do is you go on the stock market, spend whatever money you have on the stock, and immediately sell it back, and that counts as having spent that money in the game. So you just constantly do that until you've spent, I think it's 200 million.
Oh, cool.
For the achievement, and there you go.
You
got it.
I think also, like, you own your cars in multiplayer, and another player can steal them, right?
Yeah.
But you can actually pay for insurance on your car, and
so
you'll
get
the same car, your reimbursement. I think that's kind of
cool.
That's cool. Like, it's, they're trying, I don't know, I think this is definitely the step in the right direction that Rockstar needed to take for their multiplayer.
Yep.
Because
yeah.
It's like, you can kind of do almost anything, you can kind of go almost anywhere, and it's like, no limits.
And that's sort of the idea with that whole sandbox, and they're just like, go do anything you
yeah.
want. And that's what, like, I feel like Rockstar is especially known for that, where it's just like, we're gonna make this giant map with as many things to do as possible. And then, like, even when GTA 5, when we had Xavier on the show or whatever, and he was talking about it and how he was really excited about certain aspects, and they're like, yeah, well, we're gonna put it in tennis courts, but when you play tennis, it's a real tennis game.
Yeah.
And it's a real tennis game when you play tennis. Or vice versa, you get you steal a BMX bike from some kid on the street, and you go take it to the skate park, and it's like, you're playing, like, Matt Hoffman BMX.
Yeah, or I think they took the engine that they had for, like, ATV versus
yeah.
off-road or whatever it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, Untamed.
Yeah,
ATV,
something like
MX
that.
MX versus
yeah.
ATV Untamed.
But do you think there may be a future where there will be, like, an MMO kind of game, like, as big as Rockstar's doing right now, but then, say you want to play, like, a tennis game or something else, and you make your character in there, go there, and then it just switches to that new game? Do you think there'd ever be a game like that?
That'd be... It'd be an interesting concept. I feel like that'd be kind of like a new form of console, where it's like...
Yeah, like a console
you're just
hub.
Like... You're an Emma... It's basically like a big, huge game, and then you can buy extensions where it's like, oh, this store or whatever, or this, like, oh, I'll go play paintball. Or
yeah,
go,
and then
like,
it loads that
paintball's yeah.
game settings and all that stuff.
Yeah, and then
like,
you, like, pay for a credit card or pay by points or something. Like a Microsoft point kind of deal.
Well, they don't have Microsoft points anymore.
No, they got rid of those.
A lot's happened these past two months.
I've made some money on that, actually, now.
Yeah, I actually, yesterday, when I did, what was it? I downloaded whatever the new free game of the month was.
Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas 1, that's right, Rainbow Six Vegas 1. I go do that, and they say my points converted, and I was like, okay, cool, check it out. Now I've got, like, $10 in my account.
Yeah, which is great, because, I mean, you used to spend $40 for, what, 28 points? 2,800 points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas in the States, it was, like, $20 for 2,800. I'm just making that up. I have no idea what the actual cost was for the points.
But it's a different...
But it was definitely lower than what we were paying. So now we're actually getting what we're paying for. We're buying $40 worth of points, which are no longer points. We're actually...
It's $40.
$40 in.
It's actual currency that they're using.
Yeah. I think that's a lot more fair. It's like kind of like the iTunes aspect where you pay $25, you get $25. You don't like pay $25 and they're like, you
here's
get
your
Petro points. And
here's your Apple Juice points.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I should have done that.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, well, I mean, if you think about it, like Shoppers Drug Mart, you go and you get those points and then it's like, yeah, it costs $10,000 for a wiper blade. It's like... You know, like you 10, know,
yeah, 10,000 points,
points
or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah. And
yeah.
It's like you get 8 points off every single thing. It's like, well, that's really not going to do anything. So,
but the great thing is, you can be buying wiper blades the whole time.
Yeah,
and eventually you're going to get yourself a free wiper blade. It's like when you go to a coffee shop and you get those nine coffees
yeah.
and the tenth one's free sort
yeah.
of thing.
I'll go out that at Mr. Sub. That's close
yep.
to my work, where it's like you buy a 12-inch sub or whatever, and the 10th one's free.
Well, actually, most of the places here in the UK. most of the Subways have a student deal now where you can go in and you buy a 12-inch sub and a drink and you get a free 12-inch.
Thor's
yeah.
Hammer, I wish
yeah.
I was a student.
Well, I was going
to
say...
You don't even have to... It's a student deal, but you don't even have to flash your student card. It's between 11 p.m. and 3 a.m.
Yep.
Sweet.
Yep, that's exactly it. We have the same one in St. Thomas, United Kingdom. Same sort of deal, but... But, like, literally, they don't even care if you're a student. Like, I've seen,
yeah.
like, a 6-year-old man do it.
No. Oh, yeah.
You just
no,
have to mention it. That's the key. They don't advertise
yeah.
it. You
they
just gotta
do
be like,
the one right near here.
Hey.
You walk in, and you start, you say, yeah, I want a 12-inch of this. And then somebody else is with you, and they say, yeah, I want this 12-inch. And they go, you guys know that if you buy a drink, one of them is going to be free.
Yeah. Like, it's got to be a fountain cool drink, though. That's how they get
you. Yeah, it's a fountain drink. You're buying a, what is it, a 20-ounce drink?
But, I mean, you get the chocolate chip cookies and a chocolate milk at Subway. Oh, fuck. Oh.
I like the macadamia nut.
Yeah.
White chocolate.
I like the cheesecake ones are good. Mm. The raspberry cheesecake. Anyways, that was a derailment.
We're probably pretty hungry.
No, guys, our new sponsor for season two is Subway.
Oh, okay, good.
You didn't know.
And also Dale Timbits.
Yeah. Dale Timbits,
It's a company, but...
It's a company we're starting up. We're going to do a Kickstarter on it.
Yeah. You can fund us. We're buying Dale Timbits, and then we're going to resell them.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it goes.
And then eventually we'll work our way up to merchandise with shirts and hats and, you know, pins.
Yeah, and we'll even have our own game on iTunes, like sort of like Angry Birds did, but the opposite way, where we start with merchandise and then we come out with a game.
Yeah, you get to shoot Timbits at...
it's the exact same thing as Angry Birds. We're just going to reinvent it.
Well, do what Rovio did. You know, they stole their concept from someone else, and look how they are.
They're doing all right.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go to rundown. 2 months has passed. A lot of shit's happened.
Yeah, we got a lot.
Our last one was after San Diego Comic Con.
Some music for rundown. Just do a rundown.
I'm just gonna read off the list here.
Okay.
Ding ding ding. I don't know.
Like,
got
it's the rundown. The rundown. Rundown.
Well,
yeah.
I don't expect to do this all the time. It's just because
first episode of the season, dude.
And we've been having scheduling issues.
First up, no, we've been on hiatus because we needed a break for the season.
Yeah, summer break.
Yeah, we've been waiting.
And by
to
summer break, we really mean like
working and not doing anything. Okay, so back to the main stuff. Batman's Ben Affleck. People need to get over it. We already talked about this in episode 12. I think he's going to do a good job.
Well, we'll see.
We've already talked about it.
We'll see.
I think he's going to be great.
Please let the Justin Bieber rumor of being Robin.
It's totally not.
Please be fake.
Okay, so speaking of DC and Warner Brothers, Warner Brothers has three DC shows being like commissioned now.
Sweet.
They've got Arrow going on at the moment, which I
need to get caught up on.
I'm actually currently catching up on season one. I'm about five episodes from the finale, and then season two is starting in October. And in season two, they're bringing in Bart Allen, who's the Flash, and then setting up for his own spinoff.
Yeah.
So they're also going to have a Flash show, and then after that, while that's going, I think in 2014, WB and Fox are doing a Gotham show.
Fox, ooh.
I think it'll be good, and it's basically
Christian morals.
Basically, this show.
Oh God.
This show is it's titled Gotham. It's basically Commissioner Gordon before he became Commissioner Gordon. So it's kind
that's
of
cool.
Yeah.
That's
so
really
it's like
cool.
It was like when he was a detective. So it's Detective Gordon, and I'm hoping they end with some really young, you know, before Batman villains became
Penguin.
Villains. I'm
like a Penguin, a pre. Or
honestly,
like,
I'm hoping no names like Calendar Man and Zaz.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
that'd be really, really, really cool. Or even like they had a young Mr. Freeze.
That too.
That'd
but
be cool.
I think there's a lot of ways they can go with that. Like
they could go anywhere with that.
And I mean, maybe they'll get to a point where he becomes Commissioner Gordon, and maybe Batman's a little talked of the town or something. Maybe not shown, but heard about.
Or like there's like just little things that keep happening.
Yeah. Season finale, or sorry, series finale. He meets Batman.
Totally.
Yeah.
I have high hopes for this, even though it hasn't started yet. They've commissioned Constantine. From I think it's Hellraiser. So John Constantine, he had his own movie with Keanu Reeves. That's so-so. But the character is actually getting his own show now, and that's another Warner Brothers DC show that's going to be made. Which is kind of interesting, because, you know, Marvel's really catapulted with the cinemas and, like, the movies.
The films,
And now that they've had Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., have you seen it?
Nope.
Okay, I watched the pilot. Have you?
I've seen the pilot, I think.
Okay, yeah, the pilot was premiered last week, which I actually enjoyed. I didn't mind it, like, it didn't blow me away, but that's got some places
to
go.
It's gonna be, it has some potential.
Yeah. But I feel like Warner Brothers is really taking this TV route with their DC stuff.
I think that's a good idea, because honestly, as like, don't get me wrong, I love superhero movies, and I love DC and Batman and everything, and, you know, like, if you do it right, it comes out exceptional. But I'm just getting so sick of Hollywood only being, like,
AAA
heavy CG explosion auto mechanic movies where like there's creatures made out of auto and like they fight, or the opposite where it's a romantic comedy or it's a superhero movie, and that's it. Those are your options. There's no like, and I'm just
there's
sick
no
of,
like new ideas.
No, it's just. And I really want them, like, DC and Marvel to be like, hey, let's start focusing on TV shows for a little bit, and then take, like, 5-6 years to make a superhero movie, and then maybe leave some room in the budget to make something other than a romantic comedy and a CG-packed action movie. Like,
so do you think that's a better idea for
totally.
DC to go that way?
Yeah, 100%.
What about you, Brooke?
Yeah, I completely agree. I don't know, I'm sick of the whole sequel thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
like,
yes.
I want something new, or even a reboot. You know, like we've had Iron Man 3. Like, how about we reboot the whole Iron Man thing?
Maybe
know?
Tony Stark's gonna die. Maybe I don't know. I
yeah,
think they
like,
need to stop with the. I've heard rumors that in Phase 3 of Marvel's plan, they're gonna kind of move away from having Tony Stark be the hub character of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and when they introduce Doctor Strange. Have him be the sort of hub character.
Yeah.
I guess
I think it's a good idea.
What I'm saying is go more with the comic books, and I don't really read the comic books, but, you know, they keep rebooting the comic series, right? Like, somehow the series ends, and then...
An arc ends,
new,
you know,
in
some status
yeah.
quos change.
Different story arcs. I would love to see something like that.
Yeah.
That'd be a good idea.
I feel like, just because I've read it now, is Batman Incorporated, I feel like would make an exceptional TV show.
I think that would work
as well.
It'd
be a great TV show. Just because of like, the way it's played, like, just, like, read
like just
the...
Maybe, like, jumping from different areas of the of the world to see these different Batman.
Yeah. I was gonna say, if you go read the New 52s, it's 17 issues, so just read through it, it's a breeze, you'll get through it in a day, not even. And let me tell you, you'll definitely understand where I'm coming from when you say that'd be a great TV show. Just because it's quick and it's, like, really, like, it's a drama. It's, like, honestly, you could pull it off as a drama show. Like, almost, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
And it's realistic, so...
Okay,
in
so
some respect.
Since we're on this whole comic kind of side of things right now, we might as well get this out of the way. You've been keeping up with DC, mostly.
Mostly, yeah, it's mostly DC for me. I honestly, as much as I stopped reading Superior Spider-Man only because it's like I go and spend $5 on a DC comic, and I'm just like, do I want to spend an extra $4 and get Superior? I don't.
I kind of wait on them a bit, and then like get them, and then do a whole day of comic reading to catch up. And so I haven't read. Actually, I think the last one I read was like not the newest one, but the one before that.
Yeah.
And
I think
reading like the X-Men stuff. Have you read about, like, Nightwing? Any of the Nightwing stuff that's happening?
No. You told me earlier. Actually, I'll let you, like, you
mm-hmm.
get spill the beans on that. That's
well, I think,
cool.
like, I haven't read any of the DC stuff, but I guess
spoiler
the way they're doing
alert.
It, the entire...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoilers. The entire month, I guess it's, like, a villain month, because all the heroes are somehow... I don't fucking know what's going on.
Well,
they
Justice
all
League,
to take
okay.
a nap.
Well, Justice League, like, the main superheroes in DC, from what I do know, Justice League, left... This is what this is from the New 52. So Justice League. So you're talking like Wonder Woman. You're talking
the main villains, Batman.
Yeah.
They're all gone.
Green
somehow.
Lantern, Batman.
What happened there?
What happened? They went to space. Straight up, they went to space. Justice League is like, we're gonna go fight crime in galaxies far, far away. So then they built a space station, and now they're in space fighting crime. So they're gone, and then Justice League. They don't actually. It's in space. They're not protecting planet Earth. And then the United States government was like, hey. We need our own protection system, so we're going to start up our own thing called Justice League of America, and this is in the New 52. So they basically filled all the spots, but with villains from DC Universe. So they got Katana, they got Catwoman to replace Batman, and they got Supergirl in there, and they just filled it up with just a bunch of like secondary villains and secondary heroes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you want to call Catwoman a hero villain.
She's
kinda,
an anti-hero.
She's like rides the line. She rides that fine line between
mm-hmm.
badass and good.
I think it depends on like the current arc that
yeah.
she's in. All the
it depends on what series. Like
mm-hmm.
she's just all over the place.
Yeah.
Anyways, point is that they sort of do their own thing and then they become the Justice League of America. And I guess. From what you've told me, is they're doing this villain month thing where all the superheroes go away
like,
and
I get,
catastrophe strikes.
Yeah, I guess, like, every year they do their whole crossover arcs, and Marvel's doing Infinity right now, which I hear is fucking amazing. I haven't gotten into that yet, because I'm still, like, issues and issues behind.
Yeah.
But I guess DC's, I don't know what happened. I guess all the heroes were banished, or don't quote me on this, but they're out now. Like, they're not part of anything. Like, they're exiled, they're banished, or, like, they're fucking gone somehow.
They could have done one of those, like, I know DC did this before, where it was, like, they made being superheroes illegal for a little while.
Well, it's not that. It's just they don't exist anymore. Like, Superman, Batman, and stuff, they're not around anymore.
They're dead and gone.
I don't know about dead, but somehow
I gotta get updated on this.
Yeah.
You can't kill each other. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, so I guess, like, all the villains are going around, and I think one of the only superheroes left is, like, Nightwing. And I guess what's happened to him is he's now demasked.
So everybody knows who
he's Dick Grayson.
Yeah. Which, that's big news. Unmasking a superhero?
That's like unmasking a luchador.
Yeah, seriously.
Takes away their power.
Totally. Yeah, exactly.
Because then it's just a fat guy in a suit.
Yeah.
Tragic. No, but that's actually really key information.
That'll be interesting for his dichotomy.
Another thing that I know that came out is that Batman, so DC is doing a re-release of Batman of... Because this is how comic books have been going on in the last, I'm going to say 80 years or so, is that when Batman first came out, he was a detective, and it was all like fun, like, yeah, we're going to have these silly adventures and blah, 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 and this is Robin, my sidekick, and he wears underwear, and it's half creepy, but nobody kind of, like, we'll just brush it off.
He's the boy wonder, it's fine.
He's the boy wonder,
and we sleep in the same bed,
and
nobody talks about it.
Yeah, but anyways, point is that they, like, made it really fluffy, and then... As time progressed and the fan base progressed, it became more and more dark. And then Dark Knight came out and, like Detective Comics.
Yeah.
And, like, eventually it progressed into this adult-themed thing.
I think
anyways,
that was around when, like, Grant Morrison and Frank Miller started taking over Batman. They made it really dark.
Which, don't get me wrong, I like it.
Yeah.
I'd rather it dark. But they released this new series. I forget the name of it, actually. It's like
Batman
55?
No, Batman 66. It's the TV show that used to air with Adam West.
That was the best. I'm sorry. I loved that. That's my Batman right there. I loved the Adam West series. It was just so stupid. It was...
Water. Awesome. Aquaman.
Quick problem. Get behind the bat shield.
Yeah. But anyways, point is they're releasing... They have series coming out and issue to issue of that TV show, which is kind of cool, and I read the first issue. It was like $5.50 for the first issue, which I was kind of like, wow. But that's not the point. The point is that it's kind of an interesting idea, and it kind of revamps the fluffiness of superheroes, I think.
Does it really make
superheroes got really, really hardcore and very dramatic for a little while. So I kind of like that whole fluffy feel. I've also been reading Adventure Time, the comic books. Also so legit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I know, like, later on they're going to be doing, like, a Justice League of Canada. Like, that's coming soon. We don't really need to talk about it.
Justice League of Canada? Who even likes Canada? What is there to protect in Canada? Like, I mean, we're from the UK, so...
What's over there?
It's all frozen.
We let them have it.
He's like, stupid Canadians, you can keep it then.
I don't know about you guys, but I like Canada. And I know for X-Men right now, because I'm reading this, Battle of the Atoms happening right now, and basically... It's X-Men's 50th anniversary, this year. And to do that, they're doing a whole X-Men crossover that they normally do.
Yeah.
And this one's really fucking strange. Because, of course, X-Men's always dealt with, like, future X-Men coming back to the present, telling them not to do shit, or people taking past X-Men and putting them in the present. It's, like, all this timey-wimey bullshit.
Like, so when someone dies, they're like, well, we want to revamp this character, so we're just going to, like...
Bring him back from the future
or something, a different alternate...
Yeah.
So, and now he's back. He's from an alternate universe, but he's the same guy, and he has different traits, but he's here now again, by the way.
So this is culminating in 50 years of X-Men, and it's the same... I'm not going to say it's the same, but it deals with all the timey-wimey bullshit, and it's kind of interesting, because what they did was... I'm just going to go through it real quick. Hank brought the original five X-Men, so Jean Grey, Iceman, Beast, Cyclops, and... Angel.
Yep.
Took them from the past, brought them to the present to show what's happening now and all the fucked upness that Cyclops is doing.
Yep.
And now people from X-Men from the future are coming back and telling them that they need to send them back. But they don't want to go back, so they run away. And it's like this whole fucking... Like, it's weird future stuff.
Sounds like
it's all timey-wimey.
Timey-wimey. That's a Doctor Who reference.
That is a Doctor Who reference.
And
wobbly timey wimey.
Yeah. To catch up on that stuff, like, I'm also using the Marvel Unlimited app that I keep mentioning because, honestly, like, we're not sponsored by anyone, but...
Get it, anyways.
Fucking, like, $60 for a year, back catalogs of all these old issues, the latest they'll go is, like, 6 months to what's released now, and it's helped me catch up on years upon years of Marvel stuff that I never would have been able to pay for.
Yeah. I purchased it. Not that I'm a big Marvel fan. Actually, I'm not a Marvel fan. But this is what I'm catching myself doing. If you're like, whatever. So you're at a bus stop. You're at a library. You're at, like, I don't know. You're standing
your
in
cousin's
line.
Wedding.
And then you're at your cousin's wedding. Or your awkward situation where...
You want to jerk off in the bathroom stall. And you need to read something while doing it.
Yeah. So, like, anyways. Whatever the case may be. And you're flipping through your phone. You're, like, going through social media. Screw the social media. You can just read a comic book. Right there. Flip it open. Ship, ship, ship.
Yeah.
Done.
And I know, like, even their latest is they've now caught up to the Age of Ultron stuff.
Oh, cool.
That just happened.
Yeah, that
like,
just that,
like,
I was gonna
actually
say.
Not just happened, I guess 6 months ago.
6 months ago.
And now they're into Superior Spider-Man as well. And what's cool is, like, I'm actually in Avengers vs. X-Men, so I'm, like, now only a year behind the current stuff.
Yeah.
And one of the new ones, because Marvel did the Marvel Now reboot. One of the new superheroes that I'm actually really into, and he's got to be, like, my favorite one now. Like, he's pushing Spider-Man for my top number one.
Okay, that's serious business.
Yeah, Nova. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay, Nova is... It's a story about this kid named Sam Alexander. And it's about him becoming a Nova who's part of the Nova Corps. And the Nova Corps in Marvel is kind of like their equivalent to Green Lantern Corps.
Okay, yeah.
So there's, like, all these 70 alien races
of,
like, part
galactic,
of this corporation.
Yeah.
It's Marvel's cosmic, you know, space people.
Yeah.
Like, space cops or whatever.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
And so this kid, he hears all these stories about from his dad about him being, like, a Nova Corps. And he just brushes it off, like, oh, fucking, you know... abusive dad tells stories, dad's out of his fucking mind, like, I'm not gonna listen to my old man because he's batshit crazy.
Yeah.
And then, like, his dad's not really the best father figure for him. Like, you could tell, like, he's a janitor at his school, he's a terrible father. So he has to deal with this shit while kind of...
Probably an alcoholic.
Yeah, that too, and, like, he misses work and he doesn't do a lot of stuff, so Sam actually fills in for his father and does his job while actually keeping up with all the school shit, right?
Wow, he sounds like Spider-Man.
Yeah, no, he's got a lot of ties to Peter Parker, except this is why he's trumping him in my ways, is because he's younger and he's dealing with a lot more family bullshit than Spider-Man did.
And he's not a douche like Spider-Man.
Yeah, and he doesn't...
Spider-Man is like, I'm gonna just ditch you, Uncle
Ben,
and then get shot. Whoops.
It's not, like, he is bullied and he's made fun of because his, like, of course his father's a janitor and
so,
people
yeah.
know them. So
people
he goes
know.
Through that bullshit. But he has enough force to, you know, rise above that, and he's got family, too.
He sounds like a posy straight-edge kid.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, kind of. And he's got, like, a little sister that he needs to protect, and a mom that he needs to kind of, like, protect as well. And so, finally, he finds, like, this Nova Corps helmet when his dad's missing, and he, like, puts it on, and he gets a part of, like,
the,
yeah. And he gets to be a part of, like, Nova Corps. And what's interesting with this is, I'm not sure... I'm only a few issues in, but I'm not sure if he's the last Nova Corps right now, or if Nova Corps have been wiped out completely or something.
And then it's just like...
It's just him left, and he's like a 15-year-old kid who has all this cosmic power, and...
The last of the Time Lords.
Mm-hmm. And basically, I guess he's just been... Like, he's trying to deal with coming to terms with this power that he has, while also trying to deal with being... The
like,
best person for his family.
So Spider-Man.
Yes, it's Spider-Man, but on a cosmic level.
And less douchey.
Less
douchey. Because,
less
like, Spider-Man
bitch.
Only
is there a girl involved yet? No?
Not yet.
Okay, let's keep
he's only 15.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, perfect. You got 4 good years.
But, I mean, like, Spider-Man has to deal with New York and all that stuff. Like, city stuff. But Sam... He's a Nova Corps, so he has to deal with cosmic stuff. So that's stuff that he can't even really
he
imagine.
He has to deal with New York... And
the
Rigel
world.
7.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I actually recommend checking out Nova. And, like, they've had 2 other Nova issues. Not, like, issues, but you know what I mean?
What
series.
Kind of animation style is it? Like, is it, like... Because, like, I know Marvel really likes their, it's just, like, I don't know, like, is it Superior Spider-Man, where it's a little bit more, like... styled, or is it sort of like? Because like I know Marvel like kind of bounces around.
Yeah, depending upon artists.
Yeah,
it's kind of like it's a lot like Spider-Man's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
I think you'd enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think you would really enjoy Nova.
Yeah.
Because it's, like I said, it's Peter Parker, but he's dealing with so much more bullshit.
Yeah.
And I guess one of the main themes with Nova is, it's like, because he has to choose between helping out the Nova Corps or helping out his family, and which one does he put...
Puts morals in...
Yeah, exactly. And I guess one of the themes is, if he puts Nova Corps first, his family loses, and if he puts his family first, then Nova Corps loses.
That's like Batman, actually, I hate to say this, but Batman, was it Forever, the one with the Riddler? Yeah, Batman Forever.
I think it was.
Yes, it was. I just watched that. Batman Forever, where he literally has to choose between Robin and that girl. So,
yeah.
It's like... It's
except this, cool. You're dealing with like a whole cosmic
force. It's a constant,
force.
It's a consistent struggle.
Yeah.
Rather than just an instant choice.
Yeah,
anyways.
So right now, I guess Nova's my top hero and like...
Ever.
Yeah, and on Marvel Unlimited, they're right now up to 2 issues of... the new Nova series. And they do have... Nova's not anything new, but they revamped...
I was
going
to say, I remember seeing Nova before.
Yeah, they revamped it for Marvel now, so
it's
now
got, like,
he's
got the helmet that
yeah.
kind of looks like Daft Punk in the new album. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like the... You know, like they got... Sort the
of.
Yeah.
Sort
yeah.
of.
Sort of, similar.
Yes, sort
yeah.
of. But, yeah, so, like, because they did Marvel now, they have a new hero and a new person taking over the Nova helmet and
yeah.
mantle. But there have been different Novas before.
Yeah.
But not like a new kid. Not like a kid trying to deal with this stuff.
He's just like an adult or like something.
Yeah, the other
like
Novas were like adults
yeah.
or like a, like high up on the Nova Corps list
yeah.
or whatever. Like a Hal
like
Jordan type one. Character.
Well, because it was probably... I can imagine Nova Corps would probably be more like a ranking thing, sort of. Like
yeah,
if you, if it's like Green Lantern
it
where
is.
It's like, oh, you're... Yeah.
You're high up Nova Corps, so you have a black helmet or
yeah.
a red helmet or whatever
yeah.
the fuck. Okay, getting off the comic stuff... so let's go down this list still again. Microsoft acquired Nokia devices and services for $7.2 billion, including the Lumia and whatever else brand, which I'm happy for because I have a Windows phone, and I think that's a great idea for Microsoft to do.
Totally.
Any comments? No.
That's kind of cool because that means that. Oh, you know what that means? Actually, that means like if Apple went and bought like another service provider, and then it would just become like this. Ultimate war between
yeah.
Apple and Microsoft.
Well, not just that. Like, Google bought Motorola. And
yeah.
So they're
yeah,
doing all
so
their
they're
going to
do all
and
their
now,
Google phones through Motorola.
And now Microsoft has their own way to build these handsets that they're actually going to be getting out to more consumers. Because, like, Windows Phone, as it is now number 3. It's beaten BlackBerry, which is something we're going to get into.
Not really a feat anymore.
Not
yeah,
really a feat.
Yeah.
They gave us the thing. They asked me if I wanted to update because I have an iPhone and I've had it for 4 years or something, and they're like, yeah, we can give you a new phone, whatever. So I was like, okay, well, how much for the iPhone 5? And they're like, $150 because it's a special blah blah blah. I'm like, $150? I thought it was a free update. What is this?
Yeah.
They're like, we'll give you the Z10, BlackBerry Z10 for free. And I was like,
no.
And they're like, well, how about the new Samsung? And I'd be like, I'd rather go with an Android right now over anything, unless I go with a Google phone.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was like, I don't want to spend $150. Like, I waited 3 years for a free phone for a reason. I want
yeah.
to spend $200 on another iPhone. That's the exact same thing that I have now.
Except it's cheaper.
Yeah.
And, you know, gold.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Apple unveiled their 5C and 5S. Same old Apple bullshit.
Except the C is made of plastic.
The C is for cheap.
Yeah, and it's still more expensive than the... cheap level phones.
Yeah, I know.
It's still $400.
That's what I... Ah, oh, fuck. I don't
Which,
understand that.
When they released it, their stocks dropped a shit ton. Because
yeah,
their phones
that.
Were supposed to be competitive, and they
yeah.
did not release a competitive phone.
Nope.
They stuck with their high-end bullshit, and it's a plastic phone. You're paying the same price for... You're getting shit.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to drop the phone once like you do with these, and it's just going to break. And if you really want a color on your phone, just buy a fucking phone case. You're getting protection, and you're getting a different color.
Yeah.
And they're literally dime a dozen.
Yeah.
Like, frickin', I bought my iPhone 4 phone case at the dollar store. like when I first got it. Went to the dollar store, straight up was $1.25 for a phone case.
You can go to Urban Planet and get them for $3 to $5.
Yeah.
I spent $10 on my UNSC.
No, I was gonna say, if you want something special, I mean, it's
they're not that expensive at all.
Yeah.
And if you can afford the fucking phone, you can
okay, here's the funny thing. Like, my coworker right after 5S was announced, turns to me, he's like, I'm gonna get one of those. And I'm like, are you crazy? And so he went through the list and the online buying thing, and he goes, I want the highest gigs and all the stuff. And so he lists off the price, and it was like $1,200. And I was like, I was like, you're spending $1,000 on a phone. And he looks at me, and he's like, yeah. And I'm like, are you out of your mind?
You realize you could own two really shitty cars for that much.
Hell, two medium-level PCs.
Yeah.
Yeah. It boggles my fucking mind.
You could get a PC with still probably, like, I don't know, closer to 8 to 10 gigs of RAM for that. Two of them, two.
Two, yeah, easily.
So that's what Apple did. Microsoft unveiled Surface 2 and Surface Pro 2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to that still. I don't know. I'm going to get one eventually, but not anytime soon.
Steam has unveiled the Steam Box.
Fuck, we were going to... Yeah, okay, let's get to this.
That's important. What? Man, that's important.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a console for
a
Steam?
Console.
Oh okay. My God.
Okay. A console.
This week, Valve had three announcements.
That's amazing. Screw Xbox. Screw PS3. I'm just going to get a Steam Box.
So, Valve, they announced three things. And the first one was... Valve's having their own Steam OS. And the second announcement was Steam Box. And basically with this, they're saying that all these different companies are allowed to develop these own different boxes
mm-hmm.
with the Steam OS. So you're not just getting one box, like, you know, how there's Xbox One for Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
This will be whatever box run on Steam OS by fucking Asus, and whatever box
by
Samsung.
You can actually crack them open and update them and stuff, too.
And there'll be different varieties, so some will be cheaper, some will be more high-end expensive. I don't know how I feel about that, because you're having so many tiers, and can get really convoluted.
Computers.
Yeah, it's a computer for your living room gaming system.
So. Which, to be honest, I'll just HDMI hook up my computer to the TV.
Yeah.
That's one thing I don't understand. Like, why put all the effort into this market when most people can just hook up their PC?
Every time we play Diablo, what do you say?
I need a controller.
Steam Box. Controller.
Boom.
It's a console. It comes with a controller.
Or you could just spend $70 and go buy Diablo 3 for Xbox.
Yeah.
Which I plan on doing anyways.
Actually, I was going to inquire. Okay. When I went to the store the other day, it broke it down. And I was like, what game am I going to dedicate my life to this winter?
Yeah.
And I just finally rebought Skyrim just because that.
What do you mean you rebought it?
Okay, well, I had it for PS3. My PS3 broke. I got rid of my PS3. I still have my Xbox. So I bought it for Xbox, and I figured, well, now I really could use the gamer points, so I might as well be Skyrim again on my
Xbox.
Have
you got a Kinect for it so you can yell at the TV?
No.
You can be like, Fusro da, and it actually does it?
No.
In like 5 seconds? Yeah.
I don't own a Kinect, and I never really... I'm not going to lie. I had a Wii, kind of got lame, so as far as the whole like physical activity in video games thing, it was lost. It was dead.
Yeah. I literally have my Kinect for voice commands.
Do you find it works well?
Some games, yes. Other games, no.
Do you think Kinect 2.0 will work well?
Indifferent.
Okay. Continue, Jake.
But anyways, yeah, no, and then when it came down to it, I was looking at Diablo 3 because I was like, I really like Skyrim, and I really like, don't get me wrong, I spend more time in far-off, distant universes that don't make sense at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd rather, if they could make a magic video game...
Dude, they already have.
But like, no, okay, no. I'm not saying, like, a Yu-Gi-Oh! Video game
okay.
where you flip it.
Not
like, you
card,
actually
not a
legit-
card game.
It's not solitaire for console.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, a legitimate, like, you're, like, a Pokemaster. But, like, just like Pokemon Stadium, but with magic incorporated where you pick a planeswalker and then just do, like, the whole thing.
Yep.
That would be unreal. That would be probably the best thing ever.
So you just want, like, monster visuals in it?
Yes, 100%.
So, okay, hypothetically, say Magic Gathering 2015 comes out for XBLA, Yeah. And, you know, they've decided the add-on for this, the new big feature, is the fact that you can actually see the visualization.
Yeah, I would buy it.
Okay. Hands down.
That's
no
all
question.
They
need. So you need the visualization beyond what an M13 is, where you attack and all of a sudden there's a claw.
Okay, you know what would be... Actually, I don't know. I have a solution for this. Okay, so what they do is you got your iPad or you got your touch, whatever the hell, or a computer, and you've got, like, an online database, and you have codes for every single card that you use in your deck. And then you plug in, like, when, like, your counter thing. It's like that, but times a 10. In which case, everybody's like, oh, I got my deck. And then I'll, like, load in all my cards.
You got your virtual deck.
So, I've got my virtual deck. And they know what I'm playing and what I'm playing. And I play it in real life. And then it'll, like, keep up. I don't know. Like, somehow, like...
It sounds like it's a computer game, actually.
It sounds like Yu-Gi-Oh! Did this in their TV show.
Probably.
Yeah, but let's make it real.
Can we have the disc, too?
Yeah, no, definitely. 100%. And
so you want... Oh, man, Oculus Rift it.
Yeah. Like, think about it. If they could have, like... Oh, I'm just...
And you just want to visually see the creatures.
That'd be amazing. I want to see Rakdos return when I come... Like, when I play that card, I want to see, like, just, like, this big demon thing come and suck the life out of everything.
Can you imagine...
Like, murder!
Comes
okay,
up
so,
just,
so
consuming
say,
aberration,
yeah.
Beating your opponent's cards from
yeah.
the graveyard.
Yeah, that'd
so
be
say
amazing.
So say Future comes out, someone develops something using Oculus Rift and some AR technology. You know, maybe Magic the Gathering cards have AR...
Like, chips.
AR chips or whatever,
just,
so you
and
play
then,
it
and
down.
And then play it down and it, like...
Oculus
no.
Rift
oh,
scans
man.
It and you see your monster?
Wouldn't it be wonderful? Wouldn't it be life one? Be just...
So
candy?
You mean...
Well, or even better, because they don't want to stray from the cheap card thing, and they can just, like, and then they can keep updating.
No, that's what I'm saying, like, use the actual cards.
What if they had cases, and then you just set your case for each card? Like, every time you put a new card in your, say you want to change your deck around, you'd be like, I'm going to put in this code on my card.
Honestly, I think
they should just put the AR technology in the card.
Barcode.
Yeah, NFC technology. Even,
oh, I
know.
Guess they could just do it like a scanner barcode, like
yeah.
a BBM thing.
Yeah,
yeah, like the BBM thing.
Or
yeah,
QR code.
QR.
Genius.
They
let's
just
do it.
Do QR and
okay,
some
let's
of the
patent
books.
It. Let's patent it.
We'll
go
do a Kickstarter
magic.
For it. We'll get our programmer to work on it.
Let's
why
just
are you pointing
rip,
at me?
Okay, why don't
just,
we just rip
you know
off Magic and make our own card game and then get a Kickstarter for it?
Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, Magic, anything like that?
Can we have a TV show for it?
Yeah, definitely.
Can we?
Well, that comes later though.
It has
and
to be,
yeah, and it has to be Japanese, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, we don't know any Asian people.
Matt Scott, he's Laotian.
We'll move to Japan, meet some cool guys, have them.
Chris is almost Asian. Ash.
Really? Oh, sort of.
He's basically Asian.
He's white Asian.
Yeah.
Asian. Okay,
yeah.
But that's what you want.
Yeah, totally, 100%. That'd be the best game ever. Like, that would be like... Games Workshop times 100, where you just, like, get a big ping pong table, and then it just, like, generates...
They've,
these, like,
done video games for Games Workshop, too, right? Like, Dawn of War.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, like, not... But, like, imagine it would, like... And, like, I see 100 years down the road, they just sell you a pool table, and instead of a pool table, you just, like, play on it, and then they just come out, and they're, like, holograms, and, like, fight to death in your living room.
I think you stole that from Star Wars.
Is that from Star Wars?
Star Wars A New Hope. When they're
oh,
playing,
yeah,
when
they're playing
chess.
Chess
or
yeah.
whatever. It's
Bingo.
Got the characters.
Totally.
VGHS, man. They do the same thing with their RTSs. They have a holographic table in there.
Or
coding everything.
I was going to say, it's the same thing as Harry Potter when they're going through the...
Chamber of
the
Secrets.
Chamber, not, it's not the Chamber of Secrets.
Although it's not
but when
hologram.
They're playing, when they're playing
Wizard's
chess. Wizard's chess. And it's like real life Wizard's chess.
Although that's like real life statues, whereas you want like a hologram.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I can't afford to always like... buy a new Rakdos Return every time I decide to, like, whip it out and destroy everything.
If something dies, fuck. I
gotta replace it.
One.
So, in-game currency.
Yeah.
You win, you get so much money.
Yep.
So, now we're going back to the Pokemon thing where you just
yeah.
steal the kids' money?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
That's
Bit
one
Beast.
Thing I realized.
I used
like,
to fight for Bitbeast.
At the end...
I'll...
Okay, getting on to this,
Let
sorry. But at the end of fucking a Pokemon match... I didn't realize this until a little bit later, but you steal their money.
Not necessarily. You can bet money on it.
Yeah, well, it's,
and if you
it's
lose, you lose half your money.
It's a wager.
So you make the kid fucking cry, make him feel bad, hurt all his fucking pets, and then you steal his money.
You beat the shit out of his Pokemon.
Yeah. You clock him one.
Steal his money, yeah.
Yeah.
You know they have a D&D Pokemon too, eh?
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a SRD that they've someone's come up with. where literally there's a Dungeons & Dragons class called Pokemaster, and you can actually go around and catch the monsters in Dungeons & Dragons and use them as Pokemon, or you can just throw in all the Pokemon. And you can... the best part is, as a Pokemon trainer, when you level up, you learn moves as well.
So, Jake, like, I can't tell how you feel about that with that voice.
You can learn, like, double kick and shit, and you can double kick the shit out of Pokemon yourself. Like, there was the guy that was telling me about this, he played, and he had a level 5 Charmander, and he got attacked by this just swarm of Rattata, or whatever you call a bunch of mice, yeah. Or rats, whatever they're called. Yeah, those things. And he couldn't use his Charmander, because his Charmander would die, because they can actually die. From this stuff. They don't just faint, they'll die. So he literally stood there and kicked all these Rattata in the face, killing them off.
The goose has landed. Hello, Goose! Yeah. Would you like to be Goose or Fox? What kind of name are we giving you?
Fox, obviously.
Fucking nice, okay. The Fox has landed.
The Fox is in the
cave.
What are they? They live in burrows.
I was gonna say, they've gotta live in holes in the ground.
They live in burrows.
I guess you're in a burrow.
The Fox in a burrow is in UK. Burrow.
In the UK.
We're a borough.
Yorkdale. Or York, yeah. Yorkdale.
Yorkdale. What are you doing? Are you going to York?
What?
Are you actually going to, yeah.
No. I was going to go to Humber. And
dude,
I don't know if I want to now because...
Dude, you should go. And then we should room. And then I'll be in Toronto and you'll be in Toronto and we can room.
I would be York. Down, but this is the problem, is that I do not want to go to Humber anymore for personal reasons.
Mm.
Left unsaid. Anyways, mm-hmm. Moving on. Pepsi break. This moment has been sponsored by Pepsi Cola. Because it's better than Coke.
Sponsors.
Because it's better than Coke. Pepsi.
I wish that I could have this.
Chemicals instead of natural sugar.
Speaking of chemicals, Breaking Bad.
Nah.
Fuck you guys. Never mind. Fucking. Fine, we'll go back onto the list. Okay, Steve Ballmer's retiring from Microsoft. Anyone care? No, moving on. Steve. He's retiring.
Is that bad?
Steve Ballmer. He's leaving Microsoft. That's that. Okay. Comics, we're finished. Jesus Christ, we're almost on this list.
Why are comics finished?
Because we talked about it. We talked about and all the other stuff.
No.
What? Fuck, dude. You want to split this podcast into two episodes?
No, I don't. Anyways, we can keep going.
So, 2 months, serious stuff happened, NSA stuff happened. No, nothing.
Serious stuff happened. I mean, like, if we're talking about, like,
politics. Yeah, we never talked about politics. You want to get into this?
A little bit. The whole Libya chemical warfare thing.
Poisoning children.
Yeah, poisoning children. If we want to make opinionated statements.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, opinionated statement. Not enough information to go invade. Sorry.
Here's the one thing, I'll get really personal on this, but, you know, here's the one thing that gets me. People are dying all the time in third world countries for various specific reasons. Why are they making a big deal just because it's poisonous gas and
what if,
children?
Okay, well, what
children
if
are dying all the time
Geneva
in third
convention.
World countries.
Now, I don't want to make light of it, but, like, what if Libya started, like, maybe attacking its own people with organic fair trade weapons instead of chemical weapons? Would that be better?
No, I don't think it matters what weapon it is, honestly.
No, like, in the end, death is death.
Yeah.
And, like, it's, of course it's sad, but it's the natural way, and, like, in third world countries, it's happening all the time. Like, why are we brushing over Rwanda and
I was just about to say that.
When Syria is a bigger issue just because it happened more recent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's no fucking reason to make Syria out to be a bigger thing. Like, I'm not saying to disregard it, I'm not saying, like, don't talk about it or don't make it a thing. But why are they trying to push this war?
If you look at the past few years, there has been a lot of stuff happening in Syria. A lot of people dying for political reasons and all that. And for that whole time, everybody's sitting back, oh, whatever, they're just killing each other. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, they're killing each other with chemical weapons? Nah, fuck
that. Now we've got a problem with it. Because that sounds like Nazis. But no, like, I think it's bullshit, too. Because, I mean, realistically, it's like, we know there's genocides going on. Like, and we know when they've been going on, and especially, like, I don't want to use the Rwanda thing, but it's, like, the most, like, pretty... Everybody knew.
It's still happening.
Everybody knew.
It's still happening.
That the Hutus and the Tutsis were killing each other, and it was heavily one-sided. What did people do? Nothing. Why? Because they're killing each other with sticks. Nobody gave a shit. They're like, oh, well, they're savages. Yeah. Oh, who cares? Well, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, now it's a government versus humans, like the people thing. And it's like, oh, all of a sudden it's a big deal. But you know what? People only care because the last big time the government decided to kill its own people in a mass chemical grave was the Holocaust. And
well, I don't even think it's entirely yeah. just that. I think part of the reason is because with our age and technology, we're able to send pictures and evidence. And so it's getting on this mass broader audience through Twitter and through Facebook. People are seeing images of kids dying. Yeah. People are seeing images of people choking to death. That's affecting them more. But I mean, fuck, come on. If that's what it takes for you to get upset about this, where was this fucking coverage fucking 15 years ago
yeah.
with all the other third world shit happening?
Well, yeah. I mean, like,
why is it a big deal now?
Yeah, no, totally. And there's like, there's a video from, there's like the Afghanistan, and there's a video of terrorists in Afghanistan, cutting off a tourist's head off, like legitimately
yeah.
sawing off his head with a knife with like a serrated side. Like, you know,
yeah,
like
it's
those,
like a butter knife.
You know, like,
of...
the, like the buck knives
yeah.
and it has like
yep.
the skin and then the backside serrated. Literally cuts his head off. Like, on camera, sends it out. Not a huge media coverage. Nobody really gave a shit.
Yep.
But if that came out now, people would tweak.
Yeah.
Like, if that came out into, like, oh, by the way, this was sent to, you know, all the national capitals, and it hits CBC and CTV, and it hits the
yep.
online web, it'd be a big deal. But nobody cared 10 years ago because it wasn't in their face.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
It wasn't like, hey, you're forced to watch it because it's on your newsfeed, and you check it every 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've said my whole thing on this, Brooke.
I put my two cents
yeah.
in, too. Like it's,
yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I
so
think,
we're getting passive.
Well,
okay.
What we didn't say was Russia and China stepping out.
Yeah. Well, they walked out. Basically, what happened is they walked out of a United Nations meeting because United Nations is built on the aspect of the United Nations... if you're in the United Nations and you want to invade a country, you have to ask the United Nations for permission. Unless, if you do not, and then you go into and invade a country without the United Nations consent, you are actually formally kicked out of the United Nations. The blasphemy, or like the kind of like the stupidity of it, is that a lot of the funding from the United Nations comes from the United States. Now, the United States was like, hey guys, we're going to invade Iraq. You guys support us? The United Nations was like, no, we don't. Don't invade Iraq. It's a bad idea. And then the UK was like, I think it's a good idea.
Let's do it.
So the UK and the United States, which is like two main contributors in the United Nations,
they're
other
part of
than
the G8.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
part of the G8, which is like the main focus group for the United Nations, was like, okay, we're going to do it anyway. Sorry, guys. Technically, should have been kicked out if, like, a law is a law. You can't break... You can't, like, go back on a law just because, like, you have the funding for it. That's
well,
like,
it's the rich kid dichotomy.
No,
it's like, just because they're rich, they can get away with
but
it.
But it's stupid. It's like you're playing... Okay, I'm gonna... I don't want to relate this to magic, but it's, like, the only thing I can think of right now. It's like, we're all playing a magic game. We're playing a game, and then I just want to... Oh, well, this time we'll, like, let this rule not happen. Why? Because I have the money to do it, and you're playing with my cards. So it's like,
rules.
You
yeah.
can't play that Rakdos Return to destroy my only creature on the field because...
It's mine.
It's mine. And I funded it, so I get to make up the rules then. That's, like, immature,
yeah.
in my opinion. And basically the United Nations was like, hey, guys, you can invade Iraq. Further to that, with this whole chemical warfare thing that's going on, they're fighting over it, and they're like, we want to invade and to do something about this chemical warfare. And the United States and Russia, Russia and China, who've been through all this before with the Iraq thing, were like, you guys are being stupid. Like,
we're out.
We're done. We're done with this shit.
Screw you guys. We're going home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, that's the more mature thing to do.
I think it's interesting that everyone's making a huge deal of the Syria stuff, when just before that happened, there was a whole NSA and Snowden stuff happening.
Yeah.
And now that's brushed under the rug. Nobody talks about it. Like, Like, come on, for fuck's sake.
It's a 15 minutes of fame thing. That's exactly what it is.
Well,
it's high school. Someone shows their boobs in high school. Everybody's like, oh my God, someone showed their boobs. And then a week later, someone craps their pants. Oh my God, someone crapped their pants. They completely forget about the other
Well, I mean, like, let's not forget that we're still going to all die from the oil spill that happened that we just, like,
neglected. The BP oil spill, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's still a thing, by the way, guys.
Yeah,
still flooding. And apparently by October next year, it'll be crossing the Atlantic Ocean.
Not even that. Like, I think Japan's still getting, like, putting a whole bunch of radiation into the water.
Into the ocean?
Yep.
They're still killing whales, too, by the way. Endangered species list. That's cool in Japan.
But do you think, like, the NSA is kind of the whole Snowden NSA stuff, that's fucking huge.
Not anymore, it isn't.
Not anymore.
Who cares?
That was last week's news.
That was
man.
Last week.
That was 2 months ago.
Oh, that was shit, yeah.
Well, I guess it would, yeah, I guess. Podcast time, yeah, it would have been.
we've been gone for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've been gone for a long time. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about.
So speaking about a lot of dead stuff, I know this is an interesting segue because we just talked about dead stuff. But BlackBerry, you know, they're kind of dead, ish.
They just had to lay off what, another 40% of their staff?
They just laid off over 4,000 people.
Yep.
And now it's pretty much everyone's.
Don't
want
to get a job at RIM.
It's not called RIM anymore. They actually changed their name to BlackBerry entirely.
Oh, they're actually BlackBerry?
Yeah, they're no longer RIM. They're no longer Research in Motion. They are BlackBerry.
I'm going to have to look this up later. Anyways.
Yeah, don't quote me on that.
Yeah, don't.
I'll stand behind it, but don't quote me.
But if it's true, I said it first.
Exactly.
But BlackBerry, though.
I'll look it up right now.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Put it in the link dump.
Yeah. Okay, so they're kind of... How do you feel about this? They're kind of pretty much dead.
Well, like, they're dead. I don't know.
What do you think this next step for them is? Do you think they should pull a Nokia?
Bankruptcy.
Well, here's the thing. They have a lot of patents that really make them unique, and they're really good on the architecture and software
sell
security
it to someone
side
else.
Of it.
Sell it to someone. Sell it.
Do you think they should go the Nokia route and try
just
and
like,
just
merge with a better company.
Do it vulnerable.
Merge with AT&T.
Well,
like,
no, that's American.
Well, I don't care.
Then
skip
we,
it.
Then
screw
we lose them.
No, that's fine. Who needs BlackBerry? We got iPhones, right?
Yeah. Research in Motion now operates globally under the iconic name BlackBerry.
Globally, though.
Okay. Next article, actually a news article from The Verge.
Fuck it, we're talking about
Research
how dead they are.
Research in Motion rebrands itself as BlackBerry.
Fuck it, we're talking about how dead they are. Talk about how dead they are.
Okay. What they should do, and I mean, it's totally not capitalistic at all. It's what Volvo did when they invented the 3-point seatbelt. You have this amazing patent that other companies could use. Give it away.
Think they should
make
sell
it
their patents?
No. Sell? No.
Give it away.
License
give
it
away.
Away?
Just make it open source.
See, now that's like that almost makes me want to go buy a Volvo, only because it's like, you guys are GGGs. Good guy,
yeah.
Greg. Totally.
Yeah,
you're like, we could save lives by giving everybody this technology,
or
we
could
keep
profit
it ourselves
from it.
And then become the safest car on the road.
They still are the safest car on the road.
Yeah.
But
they've got
other
things.
But
they gave it all out.
They were
like yeah.
We've invented the seatbelt that will save lives. We could profit off of it and sell a license
or
to everybody,
we
or we can just
everybody.
Let everybody have it.
Do you think they should go the Nokia route and kind of, like, rent, not rent out, but,
sell out?
Not sell, like, they have all these licenses and they have these patents, but do you think they should sell some of the patents, or not, what the fuck word am I trying to think? Where people can, you know.
Open source?
Not open source, but, like, Microsoft is kind of paying to use Nokia's patents for their stuff. Do you think.
Rental?
Yeah, yeah, do you think, sort of, do you think, they should kind of do that kind of concept.
Don't want to buy
well,
it.
if they're in the red, I mean, you've got no choice if you want to keep your company going.
Yeah.
If you're in the red and you're not making any money, I mean, you're going to have to do something.
But, like, I can't even see any good company buying them.
That's what I was going to
well,
say.
Well, no, nobody's going to pay
nobody,
for them.
Nobody wants this.
They spend so much money on their new OS.
Let's
and
just make sure that we don't give them a buyout. I'm done with the buyouts on, like, big companies that keep fucking up. Let's not reimburse a company that fucked themselves. Let's not be like, hey guys, you know, Ford, you guys really fucked up. And GM, you guys really fucked up. But, like, we're just going to give you all this money so that you guys can keep going.
And we don't have to talk about this.
We don't have to talk about it. I know it's going to really put our national, you know, taxpayers in debt, but, you know, I think it'd just be better to make sure the millionaires can still afford their tennis courts. I don't know. I just think it's stupid.
It
no,
is.
No buyout. Give them a buyout. Fuck it. No more buyouts for big companies. If they run themselves to the ground, they run them to...
Unless they're doing good for people.
Yeah, unless they're like... Unless there's like a taxpayer benefit. Sure. You want to buy out BBM, or you want to buy out BlackBerry, then everybody gets a free BlackBerry. Cool, good.
You want to buy out BlackBerry, and that's because that they're... Or, yeah, you want to do the buyout thing because they're close to discovering the cure for cancer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good idea.
That'll never happen, though.
No, it's BlackBerry.
Well, I mean, if you're a conspiracy theorist like me, there's actually already a cure for AIDS and cancer.
It's really cheap.
There is.
United Kingdom, there is a natural, apparently, well, I mean, this is like going by the World Wide Web, which is like 80% lies anyway. 83%. But United Kingdom has actually found a natural healer for cancer, and you can grow it in your backyard. But they don't want to give it out because you can't patent it, and therefore it's not a pharmaceutical, and you don't make money.
Yeah.
That's why, and they also don't want to destroy an industry that has been funded by thousands and millions and millions and billions of dollars of people just donating money to pay for researchers and pay for doctors and pay for marketing and pay for like people to hand out roses even, or like tulips for cancer awareness. Like, all that is going to be a lot. It's going to destroy an industry.
Yeah.
And it's called research and development for our only, like, the only thing that can kill us as a human race. Like, our main killer is going to be gone, virtually eliminated by a natural substance that you can grow in your backyard.
Well, it's like, which I mentioned, the fuel cell, right? Like, the hydrogen fuel cell. They've had that for years. But the oil companies...
We're like, no, let's pretend this didn't happen.
Yeah, this doesn't
exist. Here's some money, and let's just keep it.
Which is why we're only just getting the hybrid now. They had hybrids in the 60s and the 70s. They had them.
They also had cars running on water.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I think so.
That's what the hydrogen fuel cell No, that's what the hydrogen fuel cell was.
Another 83% of the lies on the internet.
The hydrogen fuel cell takes water, separates the hydrogen out of it, so its emissions are oxygen, and takes that hydrogen and burns the hydrogen, which burns clean, and uses that to propel the car.
Oh, guys, I think we're talking about too much, like, politics and big boy stuff.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay, so...
Movies and video games.
Yep.
Okay.
And TV. Okay, yeah. TV. Oh, man. I've actually... Sleepy Hollow. Have you heard about this show?
Yes.
Yep.
Fuck, I was that bored one day at work, and my coworker really wanted to watch it, and I was like, yeah, fuck, yeah, let's watch it. So we watched the first two episodes.
It's really
good. I'm really into that show.
I've not watched it, but I watched a commercial, and I was like, I could totally get sunk right into it.
Honestly, I'm surprised Fox is, like, putting some money into the show. It's worth it. Like, they've got the guy from Harold and Kumar.
Which one?
John Harold Cho.
And Kumar.
Yeah.
Harold. So John Cho, he's in it. He's doing a fantastic job, and... Like, just, it's really fucking dark. It's a dark show, and it's really good.
Yeah.
I will definitely give it a watch, as well as Breaking Bad, because I need to catch up on that.
Yeah. I do too.
Very important.
Well, I mean, technically it's not catching up, it's just finishing now.
Well, yeah.
Well, as of tomorrow, I should say. As of tomorrow.
Damn it, dude, you timed us on this now. Everyone's going to know what day we're on.
Oh, sorry, I date stamped it.
Shit.
Date stamp.
So that's my, like, recommendation for show. Cut it out.
So yeah, when we watched Breaking Bad. Oh, damn
shit.
It.
Breaking Bad's happening right now.
Shit.
It's a thing. Well, it's been going on. It's in the news a lot.
I've read some articles.
It's going, and it happened, and it's gonna happen. Maybe still.
Video games.
Video games. Dishonored. That's kind of an old game, but I started playing it.
Doesn't matter. It's
I haven't picked
you.
It up. I need to pick it back up. I haven't played it in a long time.
I bought it and haven't gotten into it yet.
You play as Corvo, which is the Queen's Guard.
Yeah, but she's murdered.
She's murdered, yeah.
And actually, isn't it... No, you're not the king.
Don't spoil things for me.
No, this is literally the first 2 minutes
of
the game.
It's like, literally, yeah. Like, right off the bat, she gets killed within, like,
and you're her,
like,
guard,
first cinematic.
But it's these... I call them dust ninjas. I don't know what...
I don't know. They look
but
like dust
they,
ninjas.
They, like, poof in, kill her, and then poof away. And so the only thing that's there is you, covered in blood, with a weapon, covered in blood.
So they blame you, and then you're kind of a like an outcast, yeah, a fugitive. Got it, a fugitive. So like the people who like are like the basically the guard is like after you, and then you have to like sneak around, and like there's a plague going on, like a rat plague essentially. And the more, it's kind of cool because it's like the game plays out how you play
it promotes
a video
stealth.
Game.
It really promotes stealth
because the plague can kill you really easily because like the rats will come out of nowhere and just maul you to death.
Mm-hmm.
You know how like a lot of like what do they call it, like morality games, where it's yeah. like if you can knock someone out, you can knock them out, or you can kill them, but you kill them anyways for shits and gigs. Like, the more times you do that, the more the rat plague is, like, developed in areas. It
becomes worse,
It becomes worse and worse, the more morality, like, the bad morality choices you make. Say, like, oh, there's a guard, I'm gonna pass him out, and then, like, I'll get by him. Or I could kill him, and then, you know, he's never gonna see his daughter again. And it's, like, that's how you, if you play the game like that, you kind of, like, there's consequences.
Yeah. It becomes a lot more difficult to play, actually, if you kill... The more people you kill, the more difficult the game becomes, because
like
you just
the
get
plague
swarmed by
gets
rats.
Swarms, and like, they'll kill you, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really, really, really cool game.
Nice. It is. It actually is, and I really need to get back
and,
to it.
And the style of it is similar to Team Fortress 2.
It seems like it's like a steampunk.
Like team, yeah,
it
is. It
is steampunk,
totally,
and it's very.
Steampunk.
It's actually really grimdark, too.
Oh, it's very dark. But it's a cool game. I advise it. Like, actually, I beat it, so you can borrow it.
I already bought it for $20, I talked about, like, a couple episodes ago. Like,
yeah, when they had the huge summer sale.
Yeah, I bought a whole bunch of games that I'm still cataloging and going through. That's one of them.
It's a good game, worth the time.
Currently, I'm still playing XCOM one-offs every once in a while, but we got back into Diablo 3.
Yeah, we're gonna do a, we're gonna finish up probably our characters, and then maybe, who knows, we'll see what happens.
Do you
and
have
then
a hardcore or something?
We want to do a hardcore playthrough, which when you die, you die.
Yeah,
that's
your character's
it. One life.
Well,
so.
I'm going to buy it for 360, I think.
I think I'm going to get it for 360, too, if you want to get it for 360.
Fucking assholes, yeah, I might have to get it then.
Well, like, I thought about getting it for PC, and then I thought, like, I was like, do you want to go, like, traditional Diablo with a computer? But then
I
thought,
but
I can play it on a console
I've
now,
seen,
so.
I saw a Let's Play, not going to say who does it, but they did Let's Play Diablo 3, and the four of them played it. And it looked exactly the same.
It reminds me of like a Gauntlet-esque type game. Like a good...
Except you're not a colored warrior.
You're not a blue wizard or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, it reminds me of a game that like we don't have a lot of in this generation. You know, remember playing like Gauntlet, like Dark Legacy on the Xbox.
Gauntlet the Seven Sorrows on PlayStation 2.
Exactly. Like those types of games, that's what it reminds me of.
Yeah.
And the thing I saw was... they have the... It's not out for the console yet, but there's already DLC for it that brings in a whole other class, the Crusader, who's basically your bard, in a sense.
Yeah.
He's there to support, but at the same time, heavy armor, shields, swords, all that magic, all that jazz. So he can take a beating, but he's also there boosting your ability to cast spells or your attack speed.
Yeah.
So
cool.
I don't know, it looks really cool on console, and I'm such an achievement whore that I'm going to get it, because...
I'm probably going to get it, only because I know that I'm going to play Grand Theft Auto, and I'm going to be sick of it.
Yep.
Yeah, true.
So, I think we should get it, find a fourth, and,
I don't have online, that's my problem.
You should probably get online.
But I have the old Xbox, so I need to buy one of those Wi-Fi things, because my Ethernet cable... Who lives in the Ethernet cord era? Like, that's dead and gone.
Let's go wireless.
It's poolsy.
Wireless.
Does it really?
Still wired.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Except you get a better connection that way.
Yeah, you do. You get a more constant.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you glitch less, but I don't know. I'm just done with the cord thing.
Wi-Fi up and get it
like I said, I have, like, 6 feet of room. I don't need a 100-foot cable wrapping around my room.
The Xbox One's coming out soon. I bet you the 360 is going to go real cheap.
That's true.
Yeah.
Get the slim with the built-in.
But why? When I could just go spend $10 and get the Wi-Fi connector.
If you can still find it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I
don't want to buy brand new. I was going to Kijiji and find it for like $5 when everybody's trying to get rid of all their 360 shit. Because they're getting...
They're wasting their money on the one. I mean, they're spending their money on the one.
So, Jones, besides Diablo 3, what have you been playing?
I downloaded a copy of Space Hulk.
Legally?
Yes.
Quote-unquote?
Quote-unquote.
Okay.
Peer-to-peer shared it. So basically it's the board game, Space Hulk, which is a Games Workshop thing, done in a video game style.
Okay.
So you're just playing the Space Hulk, the original game that came out back in the 80s, on the computer.
Okay.
I've also been playing a lot of Rome Total War 2, the newest one that came out this month. Oh, I guess that dated it again. I'm sorry. I'm terrible. But yeah, it's amazing. The whole thing.
Okay. Now, have you heard about Mighty No. 9?
No.
Nope.
No. Okay. Well, we talked about Kickstarter last episode, but the creator Keiji Inafune, I think, he's the creator of Mega Man, and he jumped ship from Capcom to start up his own studio, or whatever. Because Capcom kind of hasn't been treating Mega Man right.
No, they really haven't.
They
and
really,
they
yeah.
canceled a lot of stuff. And he's like, fuck this. Like, I'm doing my own shit. I'm tired of Capcom. So he decided to make his own company, and he decided to do a Kickstarter for a new game called Mighty No. 9. And in all essence, it is a Mega Man spiritual successor. Like, of course, they can't use the Mega Man properties. They can't use the name or anything like that. But he's doing a game where it's clearly a Mega Man inspired. Like, it's not 8-bit, but it is, it's a 2D platform shooter, but for our current generation.
So it's a side-scroller?
Yeah.
So it's going to be like an iPhone game kind of thing?
No.
No,
it's console.
It's
going to
be full console?
Yeah, here's
so
what
it's going to be a full game.
Yeah, yeah, here's what happened. Like, the Kickstarter is still going on, and you can still pledge and do that, and I did $20, so I'm getting a copy of the game. And first, this is kind of the fucking greatest thing about Kickstarter. Is at first it's only coming for like a Steam code or whatever, right? A PC.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, okay, well, we have this tier. If you reach it, then you'll be able to, like, we're going to try and do consoles.
Yeah.
And so, boom, they reached that tier. So now it's coming, it was PC, Xbox 360, PS3,
nice.
Linux or whatever. And then it's just like, okay, let's reach this other tier or whatever. And just like this week, they finally reached a new tier where it's now coming out for PC, Xbox 360, PS3, Linux, Vita, and Nintendo 3DS.
Sweet.
So you can choose whatever console, like whatever version you want. And like, it's only still rising. And what's great about this is it's like everything that you want.
Would it be downloadable content? For like, it wouldn't be a disc.
You could order a disc.
You could.
But it'd be more expensive.
Well, like, yeah, if you only pledge $20, it's going to be
it's
like, well, shoot
it's
us
a digital,
$40.
Yeah, it's a digital download.
You, yeah.
But because of the pledge, you can get different
yeah.
prizes or whatever. But what's great about this is it really shows Capcom that people are actually invested in a Mega Man game.
Yeah.
Like, even though it's not Mega Man, it's fucking clearly Mega Man inspired. He's blue. He's a robot. You battle other robots. You steal their fucking weapons. It's Mega Man inspired. And it really shows to Capcom, like, they fucked up.
Well, like, that's the thing. Or they could really kind of screw him over, in a sense, by, like, realizing how much people want a good Mega Man game, and they're like, well, he already gave us all our ideas, and we all own all the rights, so fuck him, we'll just make a new Mega Man game, exactly like he wanted, and then it's nobody's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What they can do is, he does have some fear, and he's already talked about it, that Capcom can sue him, because it is kind of close to Mega Man, even though names are changed, different character, different universe, different everything.
Yeah.
But it does have some striking similarities to Mega Man that it could potentially be sued.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the names are different.
Yeah, names, everything's different, but
like,
they're still...
That's,
like,
still, that's hazy. Because
it,
I mean,
is a, it is a hazy gray area.
Yeah, is it, but it could end up such a, like, Mojang getting sued by Bethesda for creating a game called Scrolls because it's too close to Elder Scrolls.
Yeah.
The interesting part is, like, he's such a huge aspect of Capcom. He's kind of helped made them who they are as they are today. He's actually said that he still keeps in touch with a bunch of developers there, and even developers in Capcom have pledged to this game, and like they
want
to see.
Because they want, well, like half the time, like, I mean, it's an executive decision whether like a game is going to go which way or what. Like, in some probably like the old school programmers and all the like older guys who are on like those tasks with them and like working for 20 whatever years were probably like, hell yeah, we want to do it this way. But those guys and marketing and whatever else,
people
are like,
people don't want this.
People
want this.
We tested a group of a bunch
hopefully
we,
this shows
we tested a group of 22-13-year-olds and they all said they wanted it like this, so we're gonna do it like this.
Hopefully this will show Capcom that people do really want Mega Man stuff, and maybe they'll start producing more Mega Man content. And even that, like, you don't really see a Mega Man type game nowadays.
No, you're
it's
really
all first person shooters, or if it's a platform, it's an indie platformer with its own unique thing, which nothing's wrong with that.
No.
It's always good to have new IPs, but there's something like nostalgic and great about a platform shooter like Mega Man just coming back into like a new game, into a new era. Like, it's something that kids could really use to grow up. Like, they have Minecraft nowadays, but like, give them something that we grew up on.
Yeah.
Give them, that's what, like, I don't know. I honestly miss, there were some 2D side-scrollers that were just so good, and then they just, like, once they made it into, like, the 3D world, just,
they
like,
died
they
out.
Died.
Metroid.
Like, Crash Bandicoot, man. Oh, no, nobody played that, but that was, like, my, when I was a kid, PlayStation 1, I was, like, 6 years old. Oh, I just dated it. Not good. You know how old I am now. Damn it.
Fuck.
Fuck. I was 6 years old, and I got Crash Bandicoot, the first one for PlayStation 1, side-scrolling all the bonus levels, like, all that, everything side-scroll, and that shit was awesome, and it just...
Well,
it
I played...
It died as soon as it went to Xbox, and they made it 3D. It went...
Yep.
It was literally a crash. They crashed Bandicoot.
It was a crash
crisis.
Yeah,
they really did. They did. Metroid is another good example of that. The original Metroid game... It's don't
Metroid
get me wrong, it is amazing.
Yeah, Metroid did a good thing where they
but,
were able to utilize this new kind of era and progress it.
But I still love the old NES, the original Metroid. That game, awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
Like I'm glad that they were able to do very well with the 3D because it was such a good series.
The interesting thing about that was the guys who did the new like Metroid Prime series. They were actually called on to do a Mega Man game just like that, and it was called Maverick Hunter, or the codename Maverick Hunter. And this was released like a couple months ago by Polygon, and they showed like the videos and the development of this game that was eventually canceled by, of course, Capcom.
Yeah, of course.
Like even though
Capcom
commissioned them to do this, but apparently because there's not enough Mega Man fans or whatever,
they
had to cancel it. But seeing like the videos of this game. Just fucking makes me want to play it.
But, like, I'm sorry. I don't want to sound like a hater or anything, but what has Capcom done in the last 10 years?
Street Fighter 4.
That's
Ultra,
it, though!
Super Street Fighter 4. Super Ultra Street Fighter 4 HD Collection.
Street Fighter and, what was it? The other, they did a crossover. What was the last crossover they did?
Street Fighter times Tekken.
It's Cross Tekken.
Yeah, Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Like, don't focus on a freaking... Just because you have a huge gaming community that's willing to spend $300 on a freaking button-mashing... No,
don't bury your mascots.
I'm sorry.
Like, they buried...
This is a very emotional... I just lived with a guy who really dedicated his life to Street Fighter 4, and I just don't understand. I can't understand why. I just can't. Don't get me wrong... I like playing games because each game is individual and each game can have new aspects and new techniques or like there's a new idea or there's something, a cool aspect about it, but I just don't get how you can, it's like the same thing as like the, well, what games do you play? Well, I own every Call of Duty. It's like, okay, so that's all you play? Like how, it's so boring, man.
Yeah, have some variety.
It's like, I don't know, and I just find that with a lot of Street Fighter fans comes a lot of, I'm sorry, what's the mental illness? It's not Asperger's. It's
ADD?
No, it's not even ADD. It's, shit. Anyways,
I'll just describe it.
Autism?
Yeah, it's autism.
Okay.
It's freaking autism. That's it. The game is made for autistic kids.
They would be really good at it.
Mm-hmm. They'd be exceptional. Like, counting frame rates? I know exactly when to do, like, and that's the thing, is, like, I talked to, like, my old roommate, and he'd be, like, talking about Street Fighter, and he's, like, knows frame rates to the point where if a certain character does a certain move, he knows what to do to counteract it, because this frame takes 10,000 frames, and this thing
that
only takes 625.
Actually, I'm pretty sure.
And he knows that you gotta type in A, B, B, A, X over left up down instead of doing it it's like, man,
you
literally sound crazy as fuck.
You
want your game your game turned into a game into counting frames. Like, straight up, like... It's
a
like,
lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. It's hacking a system. It's like... Yeah, it's like... I don't know.
The same thing, though, can be said about Magic.
Yeah.
Oh, he played this card, so I have to counter with this
one.
Yeah. This is the only way I can do
that. I think that can be said about anything.
But, like, it's random in Magic. It's not even,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, and it's...
It's not like, oh, I know exactly what thing, because
I'm
it has
have
that
this
ability immediately. But it's not. It's just
yeah,
luck of the draw.
Yeah.
And that's different. And that I think that's, like, what, like, separates it, where it's, like, if you know the game back to front, you can be amazing at it, and if you don't, well, you're a noob and you suck ass.
Yeah. Okay, so final thoughts on everything right now.
Oh,
what's coming up? What do you want to promote, or just last words?
Okay, well, I guess I'm promoting stuff. I'm shooting a new music video. Hello, Mora is coming to my hometown, and we're shooting a music video on a pile of rubble.
Sweet.
And that's going to happen within this month. Actually, next month. And it should be available definitely by Christmas. So it'll be out by Christmas. You can go to TPA Media on Facebook or YouTube and check out for around Christmas time or Hanukkah or whatever holiday
whatever,
you celebrate.
Yeah, whatever religious thing.
Check it around December.
December.
Yeah.
Holiday season.
Holiday season.
Jones.
Well, we didn't really talk about this, but Ender's Game is coming out November 1st. We'll probably have a couple of podcasts before then, I would hope.
Yep.
But read the book when I was in grade 7, and really looking forward to it.
Okay. For me, I'm going to say number one thing you should check out for comics, if we're going comics, Nova. Check that shit out. Second thing is, we were talking about like Capcom and not treating Mega Man right. I'm happy that Sega's treating Sonic correct with the new Sonic Lost World.
Yeah.
I'm anticipating that game and fucking...
Please don't be a letdown.
I'm actually getting into Sonic. I will admit that like I played it when I was a lot younger. I'm getting back into it.
Yeah, same here. Lost World just has me wanting to fucking play it more and more.
I want to play that game, and I still have 1, 2, and 3 on Sega. So.
And, yeah. Okay.
Super stoked for that.
Other than that, that's the last words I have to say about that. Jake, where can they find you?
At Jake Unreserved on Twitter, and that's about it.
Jones.
Lash Out the Jones on pretty much anything.
Just Google. Just fucking Google it.
Google Lash Out the Jones, you'll find my Tumblr, my Twitter, my Facebook, you'll find everything.
Pornhub?
Yeah.
It's
you'll find my account.
At The After Death on Twitter. That's pretty much it. And yeah, thank you for following us. And you can find us on iTunes at Completely Unoriginal and completelyunoriginal.com. And hopefully it'll be a shorter time between this episode and the next one. And we're coming back to season 2, folks.
We didn't even touch up on it, but Magic. What's
Theros.
Theros, yeah.
Next week.
Just got released.
Gods. Anyways.
Gods.
It'll be next week, and we're fucking back. We're coming. We're doing this weekly. We're gonna figure this shit out, and
we're gonna make it happen. So stay tuned and listen.
Yeah, and if it's a longer wait, just hold out, because it'll just be like a 2-month hiatus again, and that'll be.
It won't even be a 2-month hiatus. We have nothing to do. I sit in my basement all day.
I mean, I have class, but
that's
done in the afternoons.
I sit in my basement and I load ports. I load parts at a factory, so I've got nothing to do.
So you're going to hear from us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot. Yeah.